having our microphones on.
Good morning. Welcome to the May 22nd Planning Commission meeting for San Luis Obispo County. I'll call the meeting to order. And yeah, let's have a roll call, please.
Good morning. Commissioner Lieberman?
Present.
Commissioner Viacana?
Here.
Commissioner Wyatt?
Here.
Commissioner Avila?
Here.
And Chair Shaw?
Here. And let's all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, I think I'm going to hand this over to the clerk for an announcement.
Yes, so I make providing an agenda change update. So hearing item number four, the request by Avila Barn for an amendment to the previously approved development plan, coastal development permit has been withdrawn. Therefore, there is no action the Planning Commission needs to take on the item, nor call on the item, or take any public comment on the item.
Okay, thank you. All right, now we are going to open this up to public comment for items that are not on the agenda. Are there any speaker slips?
No request to speak.
Okay, I'm going to close public comment then, general public comment. And I'm going to turn to planning staff and then commission updates. So yeah, could we please hear from staff?
Good morning, Chair Shaw and Commissioners. Eric Hughes, Division Manager with Current Planning, here to provide you with an update on recent Board of Supervisor actions of Commission interest and a preview of your upcoming schedule. So the most recent board meeting was on May 20th, and the only reportable action was there's a consent item for a request to authorize the use of alternative publication procedures pertaining to the update in county regulations for the accessory dwelling units, urban dwellings, and urban lot splits. So the changes to the county code, inland coastal ordinances, and that was approved 5-0. And just noting that the hearing is set for June 3rd, 2025 for that item. So for June 3rd board hearing. And then looking at your upcoming meetings, the next scheduled meeting is June 12th, 2025. There are two items that day. I'm going to call it cell site day. The first is a hearing to consider a request by AT&T Mobility for conditional use permit to allow the construction and operation of a 35-foot tall faux water tank tower, wireless communication facility, and associated trenching equipment, cabinet, and hardware. The project is located at 2707 Stagecoach Road, approximately 3 miles east of the city of Paso Robles. The second item is a request by Verizon Wireless for a conditional use permit to allow the construction and operation of a 48-foot tall faux eucalyptus tree wireless communication facility and associated equipment. That project is located at 15435 Morrow Road, approximately 1 mile west of the city of Atascadero. The next regularly scheduled meeting is June 26th. We have three items currently scheduled. The first is a hearing to consider a request by Victor and Randy Montgomery for a development plan coastal development permit to allow for new construction of a new two-story mixed-use project with a 25-foot maximum height. The project includes commercial space and then also an ADU and a two-bedroom residential unit. The project is located in the commercial retail land use category at 502 First Street in Avila Beach. The second item is a hearing to consider a request by Dustin Robinson for a parcel map to subdivide an approximately 30-acre parcel into five total parcels for future sale and residential development. The parcel is located in the rural residential land use category at 1030 Pump Handle Lane, just outside the southern city limits of the city of Paso Robles, at the intersection of, I'm going to botch this, Charolais Road and South River Road. Charolais, thank you very much. And then the third item is an amendment to the County Land Use Ordinance, so Title 22 and Title 23, to encourage multifamily dwelling development. This is part of the 20, you know, the housing element implementation framework, action one. And so again, it will be just a preview of the, you know, multifamily dwelling ordinance language updates, and that will be June 26th. That concludes staff's updates, and I'm available for questions. Thank you.
Does anyone have questions? Okay, do any planning commissioners have updates? Okay, moving on. Let's see. That brings us to our hearings. And first up, we have a hearing to consider a request by the applicant TVJ LLC for a vesting parcel map and concurrent conditional use permit to allow commercial subdivision of a 40.2 acre parcel into two commercial parcels of 20.1 acres each. And I will turn this over to our clerk and staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric Hughes, current planning. Presenting the item today, we have supervising planner Holly Phipps.
Thank you, Eric. Good morning, members of the commission. Holly Phipps, project manager. Before us today is a request by TVJ LLC for a vesting tentative parcel map to subdivide an existing 40-acre parcel into two parcels of approximately 20 acres each. Next, the project includes a conditional use permit to allow the phased construction of approximately 9,000 square foot maintenance shop building, a 22,000 square foot office, 60,000 square foot storage yard. The project will result in 6 acres of site disturbance. The project is located in the community of Templeton. It is also located in a dual zoned land use category, which is commercial retail and commercial service. Here we have a look at the aerial of the project site. As you can see, Ramada Drive is next to the western property line, close to Highway 101. Here is a look at the vesting tentative parcel map. And then again, just showing the two parcels that would result in the subdivision. Access would be via Ruth Way up at the top here. Improvements along Ramada Drive are required. There's one oak tree. My mouse isn't working. There's one oak tree that is up here in the corner that will probably need trimming per Public Works. The applicant is also proposing to plant 8 new oak trees along Ramada Drive frontage. Just quick look at the preliminary grading plan. Whoops. And the detention pond on the next page. Here we have a look at the maintenance shop. The construction will be in two phases. Phase one is the maintenance shop and phase two is the office. Quick look at the elevations. So here we have the elevations of the shop maintenance building and offices, and you can see that the earth tone colors. Again, with the office, they're using brick and corrugated metal, and it complies with Templeton design guidelines. Another look at the office elevations and the site plan, floor plan. Here we have the elevations for the maintenance building. Again, we have earth tone colors and corrugated metal and tin. And the floor plan for the maintenance building. Look at the landscape plan. We do have a few changes to the conditions of approval, Exhibit B and Exhibit D. So I'd like to now exit out of this and bring up the conditions and read into the record. So on Exhibit B, I'll go ahead and start at the top here so you can see which one we're looking at. Track changes Exhibit B for the vesting tentative parcel map. We will delete Public Works Condition 11B. And then our next One is for track changes, Exhibit D, conditions of approval. And per Public Works, we're going to add a couple of conditions. So I'll read into the record the new access and improvements, condition 18. Road improvements and/or streets are to be considered to the following standards unless already constructed and acceptable or design exceptions are approved by Public Works Department in accordance with Section 1.2 of Public Improvement Standards. A, Ruth Way shall be extended to the furthest driveway of the commercial project, constructed to an A2 urban street section, full improvements on the easterly side, plus a full travel lane on the opposite side, within a minimum 50-foot dedicated right-of-way easement, parentheses, minimum paved width shall be 20 feet, period. Condition number 19 that we're going to add, improvement plans, condition 19. Improvement plans shall be prepared in accordance with county public improvement standards by a registered civil engineer and submitted to the Department of Public Works and the County Health Department for approval. The plans are to include, as applicable, a street plan and profile, drainage ditches, culverts, and other structures if drainage calculations require, a utility plan, water plan to be approved jointly with the County Environmental Health and Templeton Community Service District. Two, sewer plan to be approved jointly with the County Environmental Health and Templeton Community District. Three, a new electric power, telephone, and cable television service conduits and apparatuses shall be constructed in services conduit stub. New gas distribution mains and appurtenances shall be installed in gas service laterals stubbed as applicable. D, sedimentation and erosion control plan for subdivision related improvements. E, stormwater control plan for subdivision related improvements if subject to MS4 requirements. F, traffic control plan for construction in accordance with the California Manual Uniform Traffic Code Control Devices, CAMUTCD. G, public utility plan showing all existing utilities and installation of new utilities. H, all grading shall be done in accordance with County Public Improvement Standards and the California Uniform Building Code. Lot lines shall be considered as site area boundaries with slope setback accordingly. Pursuant to Section 8771 of the California Business and Professions Code, any existing survey monuments within the project site shall be by a licensed land surveyor prior to site disturbance, and either shall be protected in place if disturbed, then replaced in a corner of record or record of survey filed. And that's all I have for the changes. If you would like to discuss those, I have those open now. If not, I'll go back to the PowerPoint presentation.
I don't see any microphones, so okay. Go forth. Thank you.
Looks like I'm going to have to start over. Number 20. So with that, staff is recommending approval of this project. This project is covered by a general exemption and not subject to CEQA, and requesting approved vesting tentative parcel map and conditional use permit based file number NSUB 2024-0024, map number CO240011, based on the findings listed in A and C and the conditions listed in exhibit B and D. And that concludes staff's presentation. In the audience here today, we have Ms. Giardini representing the applicant, TVJ LLC, and Ms. Jones representing the landowner, GV4 LLC. And that concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you. Does anyone have questions for staff at this time? Okay, I don't see anything, so let's go forward. And let's see, we're gonna open this up to public comment. Is that, yeah, the applicant?
Good morning, Commissioners. Pamela Giardini, and I am the agent for the applicant. It's TVJ and Sons LLC. I don't know if that makes any difference, but just to make sure it's on the record correctly. We have no changes. We're in complete agreement with staff report and agreement with the changes for the Public Works conditions of approval. And you've seen this project before. The building that GV4 is proposing with the previous subdivision and CUP. So it's all basically staying the same. And it's just a simpler project, a two-lot split. And there will be improvements along Ramada Drive. And I'm here to answer any questions if you have any.
Does anyone have questions? Okay, no questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have any other speakers?
No additional requests to speak.
Okay, then I'm going to close the public comment. Okay, time for deliberations. Does anyone have questions, comments, or we can take a motion?
I'm ready to make a motion whenever if anybody else has a comment before that, but no. All right, seeing nothing. I will go ahead and make a motion to approve the vesting tentative parcel map and conditional use permit NSUB 2024-00024 based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and C and the conditions listed in Exhibit B and D. Do I have to say that we had the additional ones added as well, those the modified? Okay, can we add that in somehow?
Perfect. Revised.
Yep.
I'd like to second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Let's take a roll call, please.
Commissioner Viacana?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Wyatt?
Yeah.
Commissioner Avila?
Yes.
And Chair Shaw?
Yes. Okay, so with that, that was our last hearing item. I will entertain a motion to take all testimony and correspondence into the record.
So moved.
Second. And a voice vote. All in favor? Aye.
Oh. Aye.
And a motion to adjourn until June 12th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow. I didn't expect it.
I was.